This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Ek hoop jy is so ver geïnspireerd en geseend. We've got Kurt Oliver from the Sons of Issachar and many other organizations and movements that he finds himself in. But he also looks at other things outside of the communities where he impacts. And then he looks at the world and what's happening. And he gives us that focus by putting on those glasses, the Holy Spirit glasses, to look at the world or the situation worldwide. To look at that from a Christian perspective, or should I say a kingdom perspective. And our theme, you so rightfully said, is Shiloh morning. Good yeah. morning to you, sir, on this Shiloh morning.
Good morning, Dimitri. Good morning to all of our wonderful listeners.
Brother, what's happening in the world and how should we look at it?
Yeah, Dimitri, you know, this week, you know, as I was, you know, going through the news and social media and stuff, and I actually, you know, something caught my eye this weekend. Actually in the news where Ukrainians was asking the question, what will the next generation inherit? And some of them answered, the next generation will inherit a bunch of rubble. Because there is what has been happening out in Ukraine to the cities and to the towns. And
yeah.
because of all the fighting there. The buildings and stuff are being destroyed, and it actually made me think. It really made me think, what will the future generation inherit? What do you think will the future generation inherit here in South Africa? With all the load shedding and stuff going on. And it's really important for us, you know, especially how we conduct and how we carry ourselves and the example that we are setting for others. And, you know, as I was praying I always pray for our nation and for those in government, and because the Bible, you know, clearly instructs us we need to do that. And as I was praying, the Lord actually said to me that Cape Town will become like a town of Shiloh. I was like, a town of Shiloh with all this stuff going on and,
Now, you need to first, if I may interject, tell us what is the meaning of Shiloh for those who don't know.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Yeah, but I don't know if you remember, Dimitri, many years ago there were so much prophecies that went out, especially I think Reinhard Bonnke was always also one of the people that said there will be a revival that will break out from Cape to from Cairo.
There. Yeah.
And here the Lord says that Cape Town shall become like a town of Shiloh. Now the meaning of Shiloh is, it means peace. And in if you look at the Messianic title, it actually says he whose it is. It also speaks about tranquility, or long story short, a tranquility town. Now what is tranquility? It's a state of peace that you find when you look at the shore or a quiet lake or when you watch the ocean. Have you even experienced something like that, Dimitri?
Yeah.
I love taking drives with my family. We haven't done it for some time now. We always used to do it during summer. And we take the route all around, you know, Musenberg, Cork Bay, Simonstown. And we drive all the way around. And, you know, it's and the worship is playing, and we don't speak, we don't say anything, we just, you know, enjoying that state of tranquility. And, you know, there's something special about this town, Shiloh, because it became a sanctuary, a tabernacle, and a place where the Ark of the Covenant was kept. Now, the Bible says wherever the Ark went, and whoever whoever's home it was, that family was blessed. So, here the Lord is saying to me this morning, the Cape Town shall become like a town of Shiloh, meaning the blessing shall return into our city. Now, Judges 21 verse 19 says, but look, there is an annual festival of the Lord in Shiloh, which lies north of Bethel, east of the road that goes from Bethel to Shechem, and south of Lebanon, meaning it was a place of festivals. Now, when we think festivals, we think celebrations, right? So, the celebrations will return to Cape Town. Joshua 22 verse 12 says, the whole assembly of Israel gathered at Shiloh to go to war against them. It was a place they gathered before going to war. Cape Town shall be a place of strategy and planning. 1 Samuel 3 verse 19 verse 21 says, I can see you getting excited now, Dimitri. The Lord was with Samuel as he grew, and he let none of Samuel's words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord. The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word, meaning Cape Town shall become a place of visitation. Now, it is a place where the Lord appeared and revealed himself through his word. So it is a place of encounter. Dimitri, Cape Town shall be a place of encounter. It shall be a place where the ordinary becomes extraordinary. It will be a place of breakthrough. It's a place of refreshing where you get filled. It's a place of soaking in. Now, I don't even remember, Dimitri, last year I spoke about it where we had the month of Shiloh, where every Thursday morning, early hours of the morning, we would get together out at in Strandfontein and we would pray. And the testimonies that has come from there, Dimitri, I'm talking about people was blessed, people was healed, people received jobs. There was so much testimonies that poured in during that month. And after that month, Dimitri, we encountered God in such a way. I remember even with myself, God took me to a deep place. He revealed new deep revelations. But what I want to say is, and I want to challenge ministries here this morning, I want to say, listen, get your congregation together and pray early hours of the morning, because when we get together, the Bible says when there's unity and agreement, it commands a blessing. Mm. But when you get together in that time of the morning, there's no traffic. There's no traffic. So the prayers hit the throne room like never before. Like never before. But what I want to say is, obedience is better than sacrifice. So giving up a few hours of sleep, getting together and praying, how powerful and effective will that be? As we heard, it was a place of festivals. Shiloh was a place of gathering before going to war, and it was a place of encounter and breakthrough. So I'm actually giving some sound advice now to leaders here this morning. And I want to, like I said, I want to challenge the leaders this morning. Get your congregation together and start praying together early hours of the morning. But I also want to say, it was a place where tribes gathered together. And I just hear in the spirit that the Lord's saying there's a gathering about to take place. A gathering that is about to take place. Families that was split apart is about to be restored again together. A family is like a tribe. And I just hear the Lord saying that there's a gathering about to take place. In Jesus' name. So that is what the Lord laid upon my heart this week, Dimitri.
And it just goes hand in hand with what was said in the news, the 9 o'clock news, with the Western Cape Tourism Trade and Investment Promotion Agency, WestGrow, that said that the province remains a key destination for foreign direct investment. So I think that such a manifestation is already starting to hit all sectors, and that is in the news this morning.
Wow.
So let's have a worldview as to what Kurt just, I would say, prophesied to us this morning, so to speak. So, Kurt, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing with us. We appreciate you, brother. Until next week, God willing.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.